This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. This week, major tech companies have committed to removing technological barriers that have hindered patient and provider access to healthcare data online. The details, but first, these tech headlines. The Journal looks at how Saudi Arabia is looking to take a big stake in Tesla, reflecting its ambitious plan to build a base in the kingdom for electric car production and diversify away from oil. Discussions among Saudi officials about the increasement accelerated after CEO Elon Musk last week proposed to take the car company private in a tweet. Microsoft is trying to retool Cortana, its digital voice assistant that has struggled as the software giant shackled it into a personal computer. A strategy that hurt Cortana as voice computing took off in a new era of smart speakers. According to the company's president, Microsoft is looking to get customers using Cortana when they aren't sitting in front of their PCs. And Avon gets a tech makeover. The renowned cosmetics firm is revamping its tech organization as it tries to attract more sales reps and restore growth. The company plans to build a new digital board of business and commercial leaders. Avon also says it's now working to provide a better experience for its sales force and accelerate digital efforts. Coming up, what a new big pledge from tech giants means about access to your health data. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. At a Trump administration event focused on developing more healthcare apps, companies like Amazon, Alphabet, Google, and Microsoft said they would share the common quest to unlock the potential in healthcare data. Here to talk about the data-driven revolution happening in healthcare currently is Wall Street Journal reporter John D. McKinnon. Welcome.
Thanks.
This new initiative rolling out as of this week, it has the major tech companies really committed to improving healthcare with regards to data. So at this event, how did the Trump administration express how they see this playing out?
I think they see this as a way to head off what is really a looming disaster in terms of healthcare spending in the U.S. It's, you know, everybody knows the healthcare costs have gone up a lot and faster than inflation. And, you know, they now constitute almost 20% of overall GDP in the U.S., and that's just, and it's going up, you know, fairly rapidly. And it's just not sustainable. So the Trump administration clearly views this as a way to kind of wring some efficiencies out of the system just by using data to figure out how to use the system more wisely.
Mm-hmm. And let's put aside the very obvious things like our health and livelihood. Improving basic communication and these types of data exchanges could bottom line save unbelievable amounts of money, right? Do we have figures on that?
Well, there's been an estimate within the last 4 or 5 years, I think, that moving to this so-called interoperability of healthcare data could save, you know, $30 billion a year. But I think that that's really kind of just scratching the surface. I think that the potential for savings down the line as you develop, you know, better treatments and figure out all kinds of new ways to just do things more efficiently, it's, you know, saving people from having to do extra tests, preventing people from using different prescription drugs that have bad interactions. There's just lots of ways that this could save a lot of money. It really could.
Not to mention it could obviously make a lot of money as well. As it pertains to big tech, there is a lot of money to be made here, I'm sure, with the cloud and AI alone and how that could be implemented.
Right. I think they see this as a great opportunity for them, for the cloud businesses that they're developing. But I think beyond that, you know, artificial intelligence could produce all kinds of breakthroughs in terms of treatment. And, you know, who knows what other kinds of savings are out there. I'm sure insurance companies are keen to make use of this as well. It's a little unclear to me whether providers themselves are so keen on this idea, because I think some of them have been happy to keep patient data in particular to themselves because it tends to bring the patient back, because the patient doesn't have portable data that can be taken to another provider. Mm-hmm. So I think they might be the ones who prove to be resistant to this idea.
Mm-hmm. And I guess we'll have to see how this all plays out. But having said that, I guess this is another effort from both sides, you know, Trump and big tech, which hasn't had the smoothest of relationships, to kind of come together. And I guess this might be viewed as a positive step forward in that regard.
Yeah, that's right. I think that, you know, they need each other in a lot of ways, even though they, as you say, have had kind of a rocky relationship on a couple of issues. And the administration definitely sees healthcare as a big area where big tech can help them a lot.
Wall Street Journal reporter John D. McKinnon, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
For more on the story, head to WSJ.com. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.